From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act recently passed the Senate. Chad Smith has more on the important first step in the process.
Dairy farmers and school children received some welcome news this week with the passage of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said this legislation is long overdue and will allow kids to make healthy choices at breakfast and lunch.
Finally allow schools participating in the National School Lunch Program to offer flavored and unflavored organic or non-organic whole, reduced fat, low fat, and fat-free fluid milk. It really expands the opportunities and products available to children as they consider having dairy on their lunch plate.
It's been proven that whole milk choices are healthy for students.
They contribute to healthy children and healthy outcomes. American Farm Bureau dairy farmer members have been pushing for this for a very, very, very long time. And I think seeing the Senate passage of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is going to be welcome news in the dairy world and really across the farm economy.
Newton said there were some key champions shepherding the bill through the Senate, and now it heads to the second legislative chamber.
Without those leaders in the Senate pushing this over the finish line, I don't think we'd be having this conversation today. Well, now it goes right back over to the House, and we've already seen Chairman Thompson pledge to get this over the finish line in the House so they can go to the president's desk. We all know how important whole milk back in schools is going to be.
You can learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
The equine industry is on high alert due to the EHV1 outbreak. More when Farm Weekend returns.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau work daily to ensure they are raising the healthiest crops and animals with care to provide a safe and nutritious meal from their family to you and your family. Learn more about these Kansas farmers and ranchers and get great recipes featuring the products they raise by visiting our website, www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
The equine industry is on edge as equine herpes virus 1, also known as EHV1, has spread across multiple states. EHV1 can cause a wide range of symptoms from mild to life-threatening, including respiratory distress, neurological distress, and reproductive complications. Because symptoms vary greatly among the infected equine, closely monitoring is essential, and any concerns should be directed to a veterinarian. Cases have been identified in Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. In response, several states are restricting equine entry without veterinarian approval and confirmed quarantine measures before travel. Veterinarians and industry professionals strongly recommend limiting travel and staying home to help contain the virus and reduce further spread. EHV1 is highly contagious, and there is currently no cure for eliminating the virus from the affected animal. There is only supportive care to alleviate the symptoms and to assist in the recovery process. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
As far as holidays go, Thanksgiving is near the top. It's not quite Christmas, but a day centered on gratitude is a good reminder of how we should approach every day. I'm fortunate to have the usual appreciations, family, friends, good health, and the complaints I do have are minor compared to the circumstances around the first Thanksgiving. The Pilgrim's Harvest Feast in 1621 is often called the first Thanksgiving. There might have been turkey, but many staples on tables today didn't exist. There were no potatoes to mash, no flour, sugar, or butter for pies. The Pilgrims were celebrating a good harvest after a brutal first year. By contrast, our access to food is more about allocation than existence, and the world has changed in dramatic, mostly better ways. We flip a switch for light, turn a dial to change the climate, lift a lever for hot water, yet we still find plenty to complain about. It's worth thinking about that contrast when we sit down with family and friends. I'm grateful for the quality of life we enjoy today, and I hope our descendants one day look back on our era with the same mix of fascination and pity. Because like mashed potatoes and pies, tomorrow's necessities always start as today's luxuries.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.